A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he paid back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Over the last 5 years, I've shared numerous stories about St. Maximian Kolbe. Probably you remember a number of them. So today I just want to share 3 reflections that those who knew him during his life shared after his death. One of his fellow friars remembers having a conversation with him as Nazi Germany began to spread and take over Europe, and especially when soldiers of Germany arrived in Poland. And as they took over the country, many of the friars lost their family members, their friends, their possessions. They had family members dispersed, imprisoned, oppressed, deprived. There was the requisitioning of their food, even that of the monastery. And Father Maximian Kolbe said to his fellow friar, "We must never show anger, much less hatred for the Germans. But we must pray for them and continue to love them." He called his friars together about a month before the Nazis came and took over their monastery, because he had a sense of what was to come. And he had heard about the concentration camps, and he knew of the suffering that would be had there. He called all his friars together. He was the superior of the house. There were over 700 friars. And he said this to them, "My brothers, whatever happens will be for our good. The moral and physical sufferings that await us will lead to our sanctification. We ought even to thank God for our torturers and show them gratitude by obtaining the grace of their conversion through the Immaculate Virgin Mary." And one more. He visited a sister, a convent of nuns, 2 weeks before the soldiers came for him. And there was a man who had started to hang around the monastery, and Maximian Kolbe knew that he was the man who would betray them, that he would denounce the friars and the friary. And he had a personal conversation with one sister, and she said this after he had died. He said, "On that occasion, Father Maximian exhorted me to pray for the soul of the betrayer and not for the friary. He said to me, 'I do not care about the friary as long as the soul of this man is saved.'" So will my Heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart.